A guten Erev Shabbos, Parshas Truma. I want to share with you just a chizuk into not only that what we do makes a huge impact, but how we do it makes such an impact and affects the entire future of Klal Yisrael. So, whether you're doing chesed, whether you're learning Torah, whether you're helping someone in a way, you know, people always say, oh, did you do it? He didn't do it. We will see from this week's parasha and last week's parasha and really from all of Torah that it's so important how it's conveyed to secure that the transmission to the next generation or to the community around you will be more efficient. This week's parasha is the first capital campaign. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael to contribute to the Mishkan. Again, everyone needs to realize it's not the money that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs. If you read the Pesukim, it's all about the heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has enough money. He did not need anyone's help to build the Mishkan. And whatever was missing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just, as we know, sent down from Shemayim. The stones were missing, the expensive stones. And they came down. So, the key is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted our money. But if you look, it's all about the Nedivos HaLeif. You could count how many times in the parashiyos of the Mishkan speaks about donating your heart. But what does it mean? Why does Hashem need our heart? And if you look through the Pesukim, it says that the people brought so much money that was it. But you say there was extra. That's in Parshas Vayakhel, it says clearly, Vahiser, and there was extra. So the fact that people brought, and they brought so much, had such an effect, that Chazal tell us that later on, when Shlomo HaMelech made his capital campaign, the same thing happened. There was such fervor and such excitement that again, there was extra. To the point that Shlomo HaMelech made a tefillah. Said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could you take the energy that people came and donated with? And could you please make that any time later on in history, there will be a capital campaign, people will give money. So it's an incredible thing from the fervor and the Nedivos HaLeiv, from the heartfelt giving in this week's parasha for the Mishkan. It was subsequently used again, that fervor, for the Beis HaMikdash. And as I mentioned from Chazal, that every time today there's a capital campaign, the excitement comes still from that. That means you see how passion, putting in such fervor in what you do, gives it over. And that's the chizuk that you have to take out. We do things all the time. But remember, you could write a check. It doesn't say that the money was left over that was given. It's the passion and the heart. You have to give it over in a way that it's taken. And when it comes that way, people view it differently. It's besides, it's seen differently, and there's also that deeper. You know, you can give people speeches about, let's say, something like Ahavas Yisrael. You can tell people. And then there's a way of loving your fellow Jew that's just so impactful. I happen to have heard a story last week, such a moving story, that Rev Aaron Cutler, who was the founder of Beis Medrash Gevaya in Lakewood, credited for one of the main builders of Torah in America post-World War II. At the end of his life, he's very ill. And he was nervous that his mind was being affected by the treatments that he had for his unfortunate illness. And he decided he was going to ask a student in yeshiva to daven next to him and say every word of the siddur. And as a student would say each word, he would say with it. And the student said, okay. And he did that. But then the funniest thing happened. When he got to the bracha of Rifa'enu, as everyone knows, there's a opportunity to stick in the names for Chayli Yisrael, for people that are sick. And Abaron Kotler stopped and said the Hiratzin, and then began rattling off all the people's names and their mother's names with a perfect clarity, perfect, 100% lucid. He went ahead, and the student was baffled, could not believe his eyes. Here the Rebbe, who said Shemon Esrei for the last 70 years, he was worried he doesn't remember. But the sick people that obviously were not for too long, some of them were just maybe recent, and that he was able to somehow just say off the cuff. And he couldn't believe it. He mamish couldn't understand. And he asked the yeshiva afterwards, like, how's that? And the yeshiva looked at him. He says, what do you mean? These are sick people who need our tefillas. What do you mean? How do I remember them? The Talmud says it's decades later. And that nedivas halev, that heart full of the Havas Yisrael, was so burning. The Talmud says he feels it today. He'll never forget someone's name. He'll never forget to daven for someone. Because his Rebbe might have been so ill, but the idea that he forget someone's name, it was out. That's called lev, that's heart. And that gets imbued. When our children see, and our families see, our students see, whoever it is that you're impacting or influencing in your life, that passion, that love, the kids watch their parents, their mothers, the psukim tell us, gave their most precious jewelry. Every kid knows what jewelry is to their mother. But when it came to a situation of donating to the Beis HaMikdash, the mothers didn't think twice. They took the jewelry right off and gave it. That is the Nedivas HaLev that we're talking about, that was given over and was so impactful that it continued on. And this is true for everything. Last week, we learned Parshas Mishpatim, and we're taught about the importance of someone else's money. And we're taught about how sensitive you need to be. That if someone needs money, you have to lend it to them. Not if you're in the mood. You have to. And how you have to collect the money. Again, it's a parasha. People think Parsha Mishpatim is a parasha of laws. It's a parasha of Ahavas Yisrael. It's a parasha of what it means to help someone, what it means to be part of a community. What are our obligations? There's an entire parasha that does not have one word about rights. It's only obligations. That's a yid. Obligations to community, obligations to the widow and the orphan in your community, obligations. And the beginning of the parasha, because Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu such an interesting thing. Go ahead and put it down in front of Klai Yisrael. Rashi says, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, don't just teach it to them 2-3 times and leave. Make sure it's in their blood. It's like it's set. Lefnehem. And what does that mean? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, of course you're going to teach them the laws clear. But Yiddishkeit is not about laws. It's not about doing chesed because you have to check it off your list. Or doing chesed so you feel good. Make sure that Klai Yisrael recognizes that when you lend money or you take care of your, it's the love, the passion that goes with it. Pasuk says, it's ha'ani imach. You have to look at yourself as a poor person when you're lending. Not that, oh, I'm the rich guy and I'm going to go ahead and give poor guy one help. No. You're lending money to someone. Do it right. Do it with passion. Do it with love. So what you see from Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Truma, both the same idea. You can do the action and you can do the action. And if you want to make sure it has an impact and continues on, do it with Nedivas HaLev, and it's going to go. Have an absolutely wonderful Shabbos.